Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. World Ocean Radio is a themed continuum, a sequence of thoughts and examples, all relating to focus on the ocean as we envision life under the rapidly changing natural, social, and political conditions we live in. Words, 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 over 5.5 million to date. No one is truly capable of comprehending them all or understanding the total significance as described in these weekly episodes as a complete revelation of meaning and a call to action. And so I've resolved today to offer a distillation, reducing the argument through a process of purification, condensation of the essential reasons for the ocean to be accepted as the locus for our progress now through change to survival. What are the five areas of our existence where the ocean matters most? First, the ocean-freshwater continuum. The ocean begins at the mountaintop and descends to the abyssal plain through the planetary water cycle by evaporation, condensation, and distribution through the aquifer, watershed, and coastal zone. This most essential system, natural and worldwide, every crisis on Earth can be revealed, rectified, and reversed through oceanic power for connection and rejuvenation. Just as the human body cannot endure without fresh water, so our global community cannot survive without a hydraulic continuum, the ocean as the reservoir of life. Second, energy. The ocean collects and refines the energy of the sun as a climate-controlling functionality for the biology, chemistry, physics, and all the other aspects of the marine contribution to the vitality of all species worldwide. The solar heat stored in the ocean, influenced by human enterprise, drives temperature, circulation, and all other natural responses and social conditions on land and sea. That reality must be recognized, accommodated, and advantaged by changing values, structures, and behaviors on behalf of ocean conservation and sustainability. Third, food. The ocean has been and must remain the most important renewable resource for human vitality. Through the preservation of its diverse species at every scale, to include beyond fisheries, microscopic plants and animals that contain through harvest, aquaculture, aquaponics, biosynthesis, and other applications, the potential for future use. Four, health. The ocean represents the continuity of human health at all levels of being, from clean air and water to hygiene and sanitation to medical treatment, disease control, and longevity, to personal security, family, and community, and to optimism and commitment to the sanctity of life. Fifth, exchange. The ocean connects the continents through the exchange of people, goods, and ideas. The ocean facilitates international trade, financial transaction, global communication, knowledge transfer, integrated governance, and cultural achievements. It enables a system as advantageous as the cycles of water, energy, food, and health through interaction and as a force for renewal, harmony, and peace. We live on a blue planet in a hydraulic society. The ocean is the constant and continuing process of distillation, the great equalizer and unifier. As the ocean goes, so goes our future. How can I say more? What more is there to say? If we're looking for a context and motivation for action, we have in view the necessary clear focus through these five absolutes: water, energy, food, health, and exchange. That, distilled and applied, will guide our passage through all the confusion, misdirection, competition, and failure to center us in the connective sea and drive us transcendent forward. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org, where the full catalog of more than 700 episodes of World Ocean Radio is searchable by theme.